Guys, everyone knows that unchecked anger can be very dangerous, and fury is no exception. Unless we're talking about a T-Fury. T-Fury is the original pop culture T-shirt destination selling unique designs every day since 2008. You can snag their shirts for only 24 hours starting at midnight. Guess what that means? Midnight to midnight. Do the math. Missing a shirt from the past and want to get it again? Head to the T-Fury Gallery where you can buy some old designs still in print and vote on others to come back from the dead. Every 2 to 4 weeks, T-Fury adds more designs to their gallery, so be sure to keep an eye out for the return of your favorite shirts. T-Fury shirts cover all your favorite topics and fandoms. They got everything from gaming, sci-fi, anime, TV, movies, pop culture, and all the other things we do instead of our work. Their t-shirts change daily, so check back as often as you'd like. I would say every second would be excessive. Also, don't forget about the T-Fury After Hours sale. If you miss a day's shirts by only a little, they keep the sale going into the wee hours of the morning just for you. I'm talking to you, Night Owls. Check out tfury.com/nerdist and see what today's shirt is all about.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 101 of the JV Club. I am recording this in my trailer, out in Thousand Oaks. Still working on that pilot. Very excited. And I don't have my computer with me, but I just realized it's Wednesday, so I gotta get an intro out there. Hopefully the quality of this, intro is decent. We all know iPhone does a pretty good job of a lot of different stuff, so hopefully this could do the trick. Shout out wise, of course, just to reiterate, as I did in my last intro, thank you so much to everybody who showed up for the live streaming video. I'm going to hopefully be able to still put that up somewhere so you can still see it. And I'm sorry that I'm behind in finding out the details on how that's going to work. I will definitely be in touch with Eric at Kogo and figure out how that's going to happen. And then those of you who bid on stuff for the Art of Elysium, I'm collecting those things and we'll be shipping those out as well. And then just basic shout out wise, I want to thank for their emails, Ty T, Tamara, Suyuri, Hannah, Ronnie Sweettooth, and RV. And I know I need to get back to some of you guys, but I wanted to at least get shout outs done. And then on the Nerdist page for the Busy Phillips episode, Scott B, Todd, PJ, Film Who, Alec and Joseph, thanks to you guys as always. And I think I'm pretty caught up on Facebook shout outs, but I think Tammy posted something. Thank you, Tammy. And Caitlin did as well. And then on Twitter, per usual, I can't seem to separate very well the Quora tweets versus some of the JV Club tweets. So I know that I do read them, and I love you guys, and I'm sorry that I've fallen apart on getting shout-outs out there for those. But listen, I got an apology, at least one, possibly seven, into this intro, so that's good news. Please enjoy this episode with Ginger Gonzaga. It was a blast. She's such a funny, great person, and that is going to do it for me. As I sit here, I've been up since 4:30 a.m., guys, so if I sound like a little wonked out, that is why. I will talk to you soon.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
You love the what?
Oh
my god, how gross of me to immediately start recording and be like, I'm sorry, what are you saying?
I love the decal on the back
really
of your
into?
Apple computer.
Oh,
your MacBook Pro.
Yes, my Tron decal.
Oh,
yes,
it's Tron.
Indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
My Tron light cycle. Nerd alert.
I need to watch that. Those outfits scare me. To have
Understood.
To have filmed in those outfits consistently for however long they made that movie.
I don't know. Are you talking about the most recent one or
the
old one?
Not the old one. The new one. It's like
the old one.
Okay.
Hate to say it, but the new one I did not care for.
I don't think people who like the old one ever like,
yeah,
like Star
I know.
Wars. Like, wow, those are awful.
Yeah. It's hard because like you want the technology. It does seem like that happens for some reason.
Yeah.
Like when they do a remake that somehow it loses some of its heart, which by the way, not to just immediately shit on this.
Have you seen the previews for the new Annie?
I can't.
Listen, I saw.
You are cringing in the best way right now.
The trailer. No, I didn't even see the trailer. I literally didn't put the sound on. I said, you know what? Like, just like the images, I was like, this can't happen. And then, like, I pressed play and I turned the sound off because I didn't want to see it. And all I saw was Cameron Diaz, like, yelling, like, supposed to be spinstery or like, and, but she was like the way she is in the mask and physically, I don't know. I didn't put the sound on. I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I know.
And I also wanted it to be Willow Smith. Because okay. I'm obsessed mm-hmm. with Willow Smith. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. It's not Willow Smith.
Yeah. Cavangela.
I just don't know what to say.
It's awful. It looked like very bubblegum, like weird.
I mean, I guess the first one is too.
But there's something, it's permissible.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like they didn't know any better. And then it becomes like charming. And it's a stage musical.
Yeah.
And then they filmed it like a stage musical.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that does feel...
Yeah, it can feel a little more campy. And
you get that, like, I understand that, like, sometimes when you reinvent the stage musical and you do it more as this kind of flashy movie, if you're Baz Luhrmann, for example, and, like, you've got Chicago or, like, Moulin Rouge or something, that feels different.
Yeah.
And you can sort of see where the conceit is, where someone would be like, I think this might be the smartest idea we've ever had.
Yeah.
This might be the best reinvention of Annie that's ever been. And then you see the preview and you're like,
I know. It was like a little too, from what I saw with the sound off, if I may judge this 11-year-old, it seemed like it came from a little too much of a sassy place. Like it didn't.
It's pretty sassy.
I needed to see like a little more orphan.
I understand. I understand.
Give me.
I know.
But like you. Give me, you're hungry, but you got a personality.
I mean, I don't disagree with you though, because you see, you see where it comes. I was saying to a friend of mine, like, my worry is that it almost seems like some executives who were completely disconnected to like real life and to like viewers and stuff, that they would be like having a drink after work at a bar and like a casual conversation behind them would be like, let me tell you something. If Annie were a thing today,
it would be like a foster home
and da-da-da. And like they're like two drunk people talking and everyone's like, oh, what a fun conversation. And the conversation is like in a Quentin Tarantino movie. You're like, oh my God, that's so brilliant and true.
The
executives over here and they're like,
let's turn it into something.
We've done it. And then they do it and you're like,
thanks, drunk girl on Quaaludes.
I see what you were saying, but like not when then you execute it and you're like, oh no.
I just like there was a lot of I need to watch it with the sound on. But maybe I don't.
I don't think it's going to change your mind. Anything you just said.
I mean, I couldn't, even just from the still, I couldn't put the music on. Is it like, it's Jay-Z did like all of,
I guess. Jay-Z's amazing.
Yeah,
but
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're listening,
Jay-Z. Yeah.
We're on board, Beyonce. All due respect.
And I don't, by the way, I'm not a pop culture podcast and I don't spend my time shitting on things because God knows I've done a million things that people are like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. So I'm not saying I'm above
it. Cut to us auditioning for the sequel of Annie.
If there's a, listen. If they
we can both sing the opportunity
to audition for Miss Hannigan, of course I would have been like, that's my dream character.
Yeah, I could do it.
Carol Burnett hits it. I don't know. The last time you got, I feel like I've talked about this recently on the podcast, which is strange. But
what, Annie or Carol Burnett?
Carol Burnett in that movie.
Mm.
If it's been a while since you've seen Annie,
yes, I've been
I welcome you to fast forward through as much of it as you need to. I welcome you to. If all you watch is just her scenes, and like her song, the song that she sings with like Bernadette Peters and the guy, is it Tim Curry? It is such a knockout. Like, this is like magic. Like, this is like performer magic. It leaves me speechless. Like, it's as good as anything I've ever seen in the movies. Is like her performance is that character.
Oh, I should.
She's so great. Yeah, and that's and Cameron Diaz can be so terrific. But I don't. I know they pointed her in exactly the right direction.
Yeah, but like from what I saw, I was just like, what is she doing?
Yeah. Well. What are you going to do?
Guys,
bless.
In theaters.
The sun will come out. Now I'm just, selling it. Terrible.
Oh, I also am pissed because I want to see Cavangela as a six-year-old who's like, I want to see her. I only want to see her in Beasts of Southern Wild. and I wanted to see her play that over and over and over.
What was it? I haven't seen it yet. I can't believe I haven't seen
it. I mean,
it yet. I'm scared because I thought it was going to maybe make me cry.
It does. You know what? Like, the dad didn't get any love from that movie. I think it's harder for an adult who's never acted to give a crazy brilliant performance, and he should have been nominated. I mean, his is like so painful, and he's just like, he owns a bakery in real life, and like, he auditioned and they like convinced him to do it. But she is just like this little, like, I mean, it's amazing. It's so pure. And I just want to see her, like, you know, in New Orleans.
Yeah. Have you been to New Orleans?
No, but I think I'm supposed to be born there.
You think you're supposed to be born there?
In my other life, if there's another one. I want to go. I'm trying to plan a trip with my friend.
Yeah.
I wanted to work there. I feel like there's so many jobs there.
It does seem like that nowadays.
And I keep getting close for things, and I'm like, here it is. And they're like, show your boobs. And I'm like, don't have any.
Body double.
Or I'm like, sure, I will. And then they're like, actually, no, I'm just kidding.
No. Well, I would be very angry and hurt someone if that was true.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. Yeah, there are more and more stuff as in New Orleans, more and more stuff as in Atlanta, for sure. Where are you from originally?
I'm from NorCal, Modesto, California, which has all
these
terrible... You
look like you were apologetic. Because you're about to
worst.
Say.
Well, I just got in trouble for this recently. So it's the worst... These are its rankings. Forbes made it the most miserable city in the nation.
Modesto? Really?
Yeah. Then
I didn't know that.
It's a meth capital. It's a car stealing capital. It's the fifth dirtiest. This is now NPR.
This sounds like it's the top of the list.
You know what I mean? This
prizes.
Is what breeds comedy.
Top meth. Congratulations,
yeah,
I
you.
Say.
Yeah, they have rankings.
See?
They have accomplished that. It's like fifth least educated, fifth dirtiest. Sixth most depressing, all this stuff. So I said, I recently did an article for them. And they like were like, we love Ginger or whatever. They didn't ask me about Modesto, so I didn't talk about it. But then everyone who read the article heard that I had talked shit about it on a podcast. And then they did a follow-up piece.
Oh.
But in the follow-up piece, they said everyone who comes out of Modesto hates it. And they quoted me, George Lucas, and Jeremy Renner. And I was... In the likes of George Lucas and Jeremy Renner.
Listen, I know.
So
thanks
I
for
was
the
like,
guys.
Yeah.
Also,
we're a lot alike.
Also, like, I mean, if it's not an amazing city, then I'm not sure what your responsibility is to paint it out to be something it's not.
I didn't make those rankings. These are news periodicals.
Yeah.
You know?
This is Forbes magazine.
This is Forbes NPR.
To be honest, I'm still not sure what Forbes does or what they report. Something about money?
There's always like a car on the cover. There's a Ferrari and a man
in a Ferrari.
Suit.
Let me see. It doesn't feel like the magazine that was made for me. But
no. Cat Fancy,
but that's fine.
On the other hand.
In. What's that one that I thought there's no way this is real and it is. It was like brides and guns. I don't know. Just like when you're in the South.
Yeah, I think I've seen like the pictures
how
many, of it.
How many magazines exist for niche categories that you're like, but this is like a joke, right? Like this is like a prank magazine.
It's like every dentist's office or something in Texas.
Oh, for sure.
Brides and guns.
For sure. Brides and guns. It can't be brides and guns. Could it?
You painted an image and I suddenly have the pseudo memory of like seeing an actual picture of a bride like holding an
AK-47. It's something close to that. Okay. Well, Modesto, I mean.
Where are you from?
I'm from Tucson, Arizona, by the way,
Arizona
probably doesn't rank very high in a lot of things,
like
too.
Like you're more of a city.
For sure, it might be one of the number. It's a very high in crime because it's so close to the border.
Yeah.
So there's probably a bunch of meth stuff going on there.
See?
I know it's not.
Guys,
but like
kindred spirits.
But see, I do feel, but I do kind of love Tucson.
Okay,
know?
That's it does, different. I don't I've actually never heard
a lot
of
like
Tucson
really
hate it.
Good things about I mean, and Arizona in general is like a pretty spectacular state in a lot of ways. Like, in terms of the nature, in terms of the
in
nature,
terms of flora and fauna.
The whole Grand Canyon bullshit, you know, all that stuff. No, it's just a beautiful state. But I won't defend what's not great about Tucson.
Yeah.
I'll defend what is good. Yeah. But like, I'm not going to pretend that the stuff that's broken about it isn't broken just because I'm from there. That doesn't
seem. Yeah. I don't think anyone has an obligation to do that.
But it's so, and Modesto, I'm about to, boy, Janet, learn to just pretend like you know stuff instead of.
Oh, no. I
don't
expect, this is a thing.
Modesto is like Central.
It's Central Valley.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So
when you said NorCal, I was like, what? San Francisco?
Know, cool. I know. That's what everyone thinks. But it's on top of, well, it's large. It's like 300,000 people, but it's an hour and a half from any major city. So it's just like orchards and suburbia. And they do, like, they produce like 1/3 of the world's almonds. Like,
I love
a
almonds.
City.
I know, happen to love almonds.
Almond milk
Are
people.
Are they almond orchards?
Yeah.
Orchards?
Orchards. Yeah, that's almond orchards. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You
know, does it smell of almonds?
There's an almond blossom fair. It's very beautiful.
What do almond blossoms look like?
I think they're like white and pink.
Okay.
They're really pretty.
It's possible. Do you pass? Because for the first time, I've done the drive back up and back from San Francisco so many times on the 5, and I've never seen blossoms. And it probably is because of all the freak weather. Yeah, because
you need to be on the 99, though.
But I'm telling you, when I drove down in mid-February from San Francisco to LA, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, for the first time in my life of doing that drive, I passed by like the most beautiful blossoming trees, and I thought, I really don't know what these are.
No. Now your eyes were open.
Right? Uh-huh,
you had a breakthrough.
It's possible that
they've always been. No, I'm kidding.
Right?
No. But yeah.
I feel like they might be almond trees.
They probably are.
I feel like I've seen almost every other blossoming tree in California that I know, and I could not identify.
No, that's probably what it is. And they're beautiful. Out, but it is.
They're beautiful.
It's like it's like a very puffy, flowery. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
There's an almond festival. Did you participate?
I did not, but my dad texts me. I feel like it's like every month because he texts mm-hmm. me and like, at the almond blossom parade.
What happens at the almond blossom parade?
I don't know. I think it's just like everyone from their church goes to the almond blossom parade. Now they're surrounded by almond blossoms.
Is there a band?
No, I don't know. Band? I wish I had good pictures. He only sends me pictures. I don't know.
What if I insisted on only talking about this for the rest of the
podcast?
That's fine.
Again,
I wish there was a band.
Let's get back to the almond festival.
You wish there was a band.
I wish there was. I don't know. I don't think so. There's always children running around. There's always like some sort of like old man in a wagon like being pulled. like maybe he's a vet or maybe he's representing something. I don't really know. But there's always some
old
sort
man
of
almond.
Like, old man almonds. Their mascot. Somebody being pulled. I think you could probably buy almonds.
See?
At the almond.
Do they shower the
because
crowd?
They're busy being blossomed.
That's true.
They're not actually there.
They're not.
It's like a tease.
Almond teas. I do like the idea of people like the almond blossom festival queen pelting the audience.
I wish they would
almonds,
think that
like,
far.
Throwing
I wish
almonds at the audience. Catch them.
The kids are like, turn it's this candy. Out.
No, it's almonds. It's just almonds.
Sugar coated ones? No.
No, just no raw. Good for you almonds.
But down the street, there's meth. Actually, speaking of almonds and meth, if we can synthesize.
I wish we would. I was hoping.
I had a friend who owned an almond orchard. I mean, these people are very rich from their
well,
almond
orchard. Yeah. Well, the almond fortune.
Yeah.
Suddenly I can't say the word almond.
The almond fortune. Almond. Yeah. But I had a friend who, they had farmhands who lived like in a house in the orchard, like, you know, a proper house with, you know, a proper kitchen, everything. And their farmhands were so good. They never checked on them. They still paid rent for that place, but they also, you know, everything was perfect. And then all of a sudden the city contacted them. And by this time the farmhands were gone and they found out that they had turned that entire house into a meth lab. And how they found out was because the almonds, the water, everything was being tainted and the almonds were testing like contaminated.
Oh.
But then it ruins all of that soil.
Oh no.
All that Sudafed and whatever, bleach, like everything that's, guys, I know the recipe if anyone.
I know.
Ginger the Jester on Twitter.
I guess we're getting down to
direct message. What I'm saying is, I know how to make it.
But
yeah, it ruined
a
whole crop. Yeah.
And
yeah,
that is really bad. A whole crop, because you could see it ruining like the town's soil.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The town's pride, the fairy, everything.
Sure,
the queen
sure.
from almond blossom.
Sure. So was the meth cab a lot of almonds? Do you enjoy almonds? I really will get off almonds.
I do. This is an almond milk latte. That
is
I'm drinking.
It? Yeah, I do enjoy almond milk.
And
very
I make my own almond butter like Reese's. Put them in a little blender
That's
type
really
thing.
Really smart.
Brown sugar. And then I put them in little balls, and then I put them in chocolate.
Oh, that's
put
great.
That in the refrigerator.
That couldn't sound better. I ate like half a jar of almond butter last night.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like what I want now when I crave stuff.
I think I like the taste of peanut butter better from a jar, but I don't judge you. And I do put almond butter in my chocolate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. No, you do. Well, I know peanut butter might be better. Somehow I got into raw almond butter, but roasted peanut butter, I certainly prefer.
Yeah.
And yes, raw almond butter is very expensive.
Listen, I got another almond story for you.
Bring it. If we deviate from almonds or meth, I'm going to be crushed for this hour.
I always give like way too, like, I think way too much about the thank you gifts that I give people, which I think is good, but not if you don't really know people, you know? And Ryan Seacrest, the very last minute, came on to produce part of my show. I've never met him. I don't know this man. And for some reason, I like remembered hearing that he liked almond butter. So the show gets picked up. And to confirm my suspicions, then I Google it. So now I'm actually stalking like what he likes.
Correct. Yes.
And then what I confirm that he likes almond butter. I went all around town and bought like all this expensive almond butter. Then I put it, the only wrapping paper they had at this bougie place was robot wrapping paper. And I thought that's kind of bizarre. But so was like a really 100-pound like box of almond butter. But then in the card, I was like, hey, this robot wrapping paper is good because like you're kind of like a machine because you work a lot. Anyways, you're like a robot. Enjoy this almond butter. The show got picked up. Then I went to, I knew where his offices were because my boyfriend worked at Attack of the Show. That's also weird. I feel that it might be common knowledge, but it's weird to just be like, well, I knew where it was because my boyfriend worked
right
downstairs.
Where I find you.
Yeah. They wouldn't let me in because they thought I was a fan giving a present. So I had to go to the mail room. And then in the mail room, I dropped off this really bizarre package that I don't think ever went to him. And it was like $150 worth. And it, it's bad either way because if it gets to him, that's like a weird, bizarre, who gives? First of all, he can afford almond butter. And then actually, I found out that there aren't that many varying degrees. Like, they're all $20. Yeah. Like, there's no, like, super
but you
fancy.
Did. So you basically gave him a box with an assortment.
Assortment,
of
yeah.
Different, special
almond butter.
Almond butters.
Like, raw, chocolate raw.
I mean, I think that's kind of wonderful.
This is weird. If you haven't met somebody. And then you know what they like. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everything you're saying is, while true, it is one of those, like, it could go either way.
Yeah.
It's like, God, what a great idea. Sure, that could be construed as super creepy, yeah. But also, like, oh.
But hey, I don't think he ever got it.
I wonder if he ever did.
I wouldn't know.
Ryan?
Just Ryan!
I really wish I could trot people out as a special surprise. I couldn't have known you were going to tell that story. But who was your boyfriend worked on Attack of the Show?
Adam Dubowski.
All right. Is he a writer? Is he a host?
Yeah, writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Did you do it in the last year?
No.
Oh.
No, I just know a lot of those people. Like
Casey?
I don't know. Blair. Just a lot of G4 people, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry?
Yeah, some of these Love people. Jerry. Some of these people sound familiar.
They're all great.
Listen, they're great human beings. They're very funny. No, but did you ever work on a show like that? Because you're like a G4 dream, I would think.
Oh, thank you.
Smart, funny, pretty.
Oh, thank. I did a hosting show on Hulu that was not as cool as Attack of the Show. I did that for 2 years. It was very easy. But... Not at Hulu, the production company.
Yeah. Boo. Boo, because life's too short.
Yeah.
And there's enough unpleasant stuff in this world. That
yeah, you know it's bad when you only like work 2 hours a day and like that ruins
You're
your
You're dreading
week.
It. Yeah, yeah. It's really bad.
It's like, they're going to tell me all these awful things about me again.
Oh, no. Ugh. That's a... Yeah, because that stuff gets into... You know what it's like?
Hmm.
Meth getting into your almond blossoms.
See? I'm going to turn that into a refrigerator magnet. Don't let the meth get into your almond blossoms.
Exactly. That's a thing. Because then you have to like work extra hard to sort of not listen to people who make you feel bad.
Yeah.
That takes the energy.
Some people, yeah.
Energy I don't have.
Some people are just like so inherently miserable. And you can know that going in. Like everything this person says can be crazy. But while we're at it. I mean, one of the people that worked there was like a Michael Scott. He had a painting of himself. That
yeah,
he made
what?
Hanging in his office that took up the entire wall.
Okay.
So there's
no, no.
That.
No, no,
I will
no,
just
no,
say,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Flexing.
No.
Not
what?
A joke. Not a joke. Him.
You can't tell me this
painted
is not a
by
joke.
Himself, flexing.
What?
Because he was Michael Scott. He was mean Michael Scott. He had no, I mean, it's not, I couldn't even call it Asperger's because I don't find many Asperger's people to be very mean.
Yeah, no, no.
They're accidentally mean.
Right. It's
yeah,
a social awkwardness.
They, yeah,
there's
like,
a difference with,
didn't,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're unintentionally like not. Guys, I'm a doctor from Wiki, so.
Yeah.
Like, this is all.
Yeah.
Sound.
No one, by the way, no one is saying anything negative about Asperger's. We're just having,
I wanted to say he could have Asperger's, but Asperger's people are too great. To have been for that.
Yeah, this idea of painting a picture of yourself and then putting it on your wall, I can't even.
Took up the whole
that
wall.
Is the opposite of any level of understanding that I have about what you. What, I don't know. I'm just. I'm stunned.
It was awful. And when one girl one girl, for some reason, was making, one rider was making less than everybody else. And she had been there since the beginning, and she deserved
a
raise.
And what a surprise, she was a woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. So she went in, finally. I was like, ask. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is crazy. Like, she would see breakdowns for the job, like, more people we were hiring for, like, way more money than she was making. And meanwhile, she's there, like, a million hours a day.
Yeah.
She goes in there. She's a lesbian. She's like, hey, like, you know, it took all of her courage to be like, I need a raise. He's like, I can't give you one. And then he offered this little bit of information. But I want you to know that when you have kids, I really hope that you're considering my sperm and not this other writer from the show. Like, not even so not a topic of conversation, so has nothing to do with anything.
Did she quit?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, and actually she's making great money on a different show. But, like, isn't that, that's, look at, like, this man.
It's sort of
bizarre.
Amazing when someone makes it so easy for you. I hope, I'm pleased that she quit, and I also feel like those are the moments where you, like, so often in our lives, and maybe we can even take this back to me finding out a little bit more about Modesto from you, but so often in our lives, we are not presented with the obvious decision, and
I
we
know.
Are, it's so much more gray than black and white,
I
right?
Know.
And so how many times was I in jobs where, you know, I just kind of knew I shouldn't be there.
I know.
And, like, the boss was really mean to someone else, but she was cool to me.
Yeah,
I, like, I kind of did. It was, like, those weird enabling situations where you're, like, well, I kind of need. And you sort of waffle, and then you're, like, I wish someone would just make this decision for
me.
Because
I'm like,
not, I'm
just
going to stay here forever.
Then, like, yeah.
Which is, and that can happen in friendships. It can happen in relationships.
Yeah.
It can happen at work. And so in a really fucked up way, that sort of gift of, like, okay, I am standing in front of a man who has a
picture
painted
of
himself flexing in his production office. I am asking for a raise, and he's asked me to utilize his sperm.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God.
I think it's time for
it's
me
time
to quit.
It's time to go. But
and I
you
can
know
feel
what?
100% okay
usually
about that.
Even that, even the light bulb, even, like, in those, that is so bizarre. That I think even that libel moment doesn't come until, like, 3 hours later.
You're
when you're telling
stunned.
A friend and you're like, I'm trying to, because you're like, did this actually happen?
Sure. Like, in the movies,
did this man
normally you would be like, take his drink and throw it
boom.
In his face,
yeah.
And prance out, and everyone would clap, but and it would be like, you know, some song, some snappy song that they always use.
But you're busy waiting for their punchline that never comes, and then you're like, that was a real conversation.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. What was your, what were you like when you were a teenager? Were you, like, what kind of family do you come from? Do you?
Mixed ethnicity.
Okay, great.
My dad's Filipino, my mom's Dutch. We're very white town. Just, like, really, I mean, I played the flute.
Great. Flautist.
I was a flautist.
I don't understand why it's called flautist.
I refuse, as a flutist, I never called it a flautist.
Did you? Because I just don't, that one, I don't know where that comes from.
I don't know either, because it's not a flout. Call me crazy for using logic.
Listen, I am on board. I agree. I don't
it comes
understand.
From someone like, I had this crazy flute teacher who, the flute sucks because when you want to be funny, like, you can't laugh and play the flute. You can play other instruments and laugh with your friends. Like, you can play the violin and be, like, talking to your friends and cracking up.
Sense.
But you can't laugh and play the flute at the same time because you need to be blowing and, like, you.
Yeah, any reed instrument,
you're
can. In trouble.
But my teacher was this, she was amazing, actually. But she had this, she was a total hippie who didn't shave her pits. And if you have to hold up a flute and you're, like, 14 and you just see, like, hair coming, she didn't shave her legs, she didn't shave her pits. And she was a free farter. And
oh, a free fart.
Yeah,
sure.
I would be playing something and she would fart, and there's no way to disguise laughter, especially when you're by yourself in a room with an adult and you're just like, I am not mature enough for this free farting that you are doing.
I'm so
no moving. I mean, she was just like she was that, like, she was grounded in, like, what she was. Like, I'm a free farter, I'm a hippie. I spilled gasoline on my leg, so I need to jump in the pool. Like, that's what she would do. She's like, I'll be right back. But
So this was at her house.
Yeah.
Not in like a classroom full of people.
No. But
still.
In a classroom, in which I put in the email, when I was in band, I was very type A. I don't know. I had, like, the half Asian-ness of, like, always listen. And I really had to pee in class one time, and my teacher said no. It was like 5 minutes before.
How old were you?
This was like maybe 13. Yeah.
Okay.
And we had practice rooms. It was like a big room with like music students and then practice rooms that you go in. And I was like, I have to pee. And she was just being sassy because I was sassy. And she said, no, I didn't realize it was like kind of a joke. But I was like, must listen and obey. So I did. But I really had to pee. I was wearing green shorts, socks, and Birkenstocks. And I was like, well, then I'm going to go do my, you know, flute ensemble or whatever with these four girls. And I was first chair, so I thought I was like in charge of these girls, you know. And we went into the practice room and we were playing flute. And all I knew in my mind was like, the rules are you're not allowed to leave. But when you have to pee, blowing and like breathing is like the last thing like you want to do. And I totally wet my pants. But no one noticed. What? Pee was dripping down my legs, soaking into my socks. And then I start nervous laughing.
Being absorbed by the cork soles of the Birkenstocks, no doubt.
Looked up, waited for everyone to just like say something. No one's saying anything. So I finished playing the flute and playing our little thing, waiting for anybody to say anything. But by this time, like I'm clearly like, I have a stain. I'm 13. Like, come on. This is not okay. And then, so we're done. I peed. Nobody noticed. I'm like, I don't even know how this happened. The bell rings. And like, I told this like little like girl, Annie. I'm like, Annie, go get my Reebok jacket. I had this like, you know, Adidas jackets were cool, but my family couldn't afford it. So I had like some men's size large Reebok jacket. Close enough.
Gonna have to do.
Purple and black. And I was like, Annie, go get my Reebok jacket. Like, I knew she couldn't understand like why I was yelling at her. She gave it to me, tied it around my waist. Oh, walked into my car. My mom's like, it smells like someone peed. And I was like, does. but I wouldn't know why. But I was literally playing the flute with just liquid running down my legs.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that you had the balls to tell that story. I think that's quite wonderful.
You're way too old to be peeing when you're 13.
Yeah, but
12's okay.
Whoever knows? Yeah, 12's fine. Everybody knows when you hit 13, that's the cutoff.
Because that's a real teen. The cutoff. That's not that preteen bullshit.
Don't even try
that
it.
That has the word teen in it.
Don't even try it with me. 12 teen? I don't think so. Teen. That's not a thing. It happened. What are you going to do? Yeah. I love that you were so sassy that you just played it off. Like,
I was like,
I would probably start crying somehow.
I mean, I was definitely shaking, but I just remember thinking, because I was laughing, and then I think people were just laughing because I was laughing, and like no one was laughing because of the pee.
It's so stunning.
Yeah.
I really feel I'm onto something with the cork soles absorbing the pee. Like it stopped right there at those soles. Squish, squish, squish.
Thank you, Birkenstocks.
When you got home, like, so you did not, you were like, I don't, yes.
Yeah,
yes, it does smell like something.
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
Got home and then just like and put your I stuff just, in
yeah,
the
probably
washing
it.
Machine.
Yeah.
Now, green is this, can I use this as a segue into like, is this kind of the way Ginger handled stuff in high school? You just kind of like, fuck. Pardon my French, guys. I'm cursing a lot in this one.
Fuck
but
it.
Like, I mean, that's pretty, like if you showed a snapshot of that, you know, scene to someone, I feel like I walk away from that person being like, wow,
no one's noticing.
She really kept it together.
Yeah.
Like, would you say that was sort of like, were you a confident teenager? Were you, did you feel very comfortable in your skin?
I did not feel comfortable in my skin, but I was in speech and debate and I was very good at speech and debate. And I was like this other human being in that world. And in that world, I was like, it was, you know, like, see, that's the thing. Like, comfortable in being like a super nerd, because speech and debate, you're wearing like suits on the weekend that you bought at Petite Sophisticate because I'm really small.
Wonderful.
Like, there was a weird way of owning like that awfulness that is like Dansko shoes and like a debate outfit, comfortable Dansko shoes for walking around campus. So in that world, I was like, let's do this. And I would like make boys cry during debates and like they would be crying. And clearly I had already won, but there was still technically 15 more minutes left in the debate. So even though they had resigned, like I would have guys, you know, the debates are like 45 minutes long. I would have boys who just like would actually resign in the middle of the debate, but we still had like, you know, it goes like a negative side for affirmative side, negative five. So say that they would quit like after their second speech and we still had three more left. I would let them resign, completely ignore it, and finish for the judges. And I'd be like, he has already resigned. He decided to say nothing. Go back into my next 3-minute thing.
Oh, my.
And
just, so powerful.
Which is, But only in that world was I like.
But in that world. But how did you get involved in that in the first place, where you sort of had that, you felt that opportunity to make your voice heard in that way and stuff? How did that develop?
I always did the speech contest in like you know, in elementary school and then junior high. And the one thing that my town did have was this old man, Ron Underwood, who was like in this National Forensic League, which is like the speech guild. He was like the number one speech coach. And it was a very like intense program. And you do it in the summer and like you live in the libraries on the weekends. And it's like a really big thing. But also Modesto sucks. So it was a way to like, I went to, you know, you got to travel every weekend.
That's
you know,
a smart
with your
decision.
Friends.
Sure.
And make bad choices at speech tournaments.
It's the only way to do it.
And by bad choices, I mean like, but for me, that would be like buying a can of sardines at 7-Eleven and like throwing it onto my friend's like hotel room bed and being like, that's funny.
I'm a horrible person. Wow. That's, I mean,
this is me.
Yeah. It was your household, like, were you... So you say that you weren't like that in other aspects of your life. So does but did the outspokenness like are your parents outspoken? Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have an older brother, and a younger brother.
You're also middle. Okay, yeah, middle, yeah, middle daughter.
Child. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you? Mm-hmm.
Only child.
You're a star. Of course you are. Do you know so how to gross. Share?
A little bit, but could you hand me some?
But that's
could
you my get off my couch, please?
No, Ginger's sitting on the floor, guys. Either way, she is sitting on the floor. Yeah, okay, so did you, but were you, the reason I ask too, and it's interesting you would say that, is that one of the last guests I had, Heidi Rose Robbins, was also a middle child daughter with an older brother and a younger
really?
Brother. And she said that she was like the real peacekeeper in the family. So I'm just wondering
peacekeeper?
If that was true for you or if you were like the loud sassafras or if you, kind of what your family dynamic was when you were
I
adolescent.
Think my mom. I don't know. It's so weird because it's definitely different now. My brother's a complete opposite of me. My older brother's like really quiet and sweet and I don't know. And my younger brother, that's interesting. She was a peacekeeper. I don't think so. I kind of just like abandoned everything. I was like, whatever. I'm not really into this whole family thing. I'm going to go to the library.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess
so. You liked like time on your own and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I was still like... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we didn't like, I guess when you're half Asian, like you always grow, Asian parents, like they train their children to like compete against each other. So there's never really like a,
You guys didn't form a musical band together.
We did not. Yeah.
On tour.
That would have probably, yeah, I mean, a flute band. That would have been good.
All flute.
I could have been backed up by my brother playing the saxophone and my other brother playing the bass guitar. My brother had an electric bass, my older brother, and he would bring it to high school, to school every day.
Wait, could he hook it up to a small amp?
In his head, and he would be like, walking around school with it.
That's amazing.
Just kind of like practicing as he goes. You know, it can kind of make a sound.
Or were they like, who is this word?
I think it was like, oh, there's that guy.
You could go either way on that. You know what I mean? It's hard to
it's
say.
It's very independent. It's really good
like
for him.
In a Cameron Crowe movie, he would be like, everyone's
yeah, exactly.
like, yeah, he's cool. He's like, yeah, oh, he's yeah, got exactly. a bass riff going.
Yeah.
Carrying it around, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I ever was like, because I feel like on college campus, I did go through the phase where I was like, I'm going to go ahead and bring my guitar to school.
Oh,
like,
God. You like and everybody
corner,
else.
Right? Yeah. That's like the time to do it.
I'm mad because I didn't learn the guitar because everybody did that. And I wish that I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could still do it.
I don't know. I tried.
Right now. I need you to do it right now. There's a guitar. I'm staring at it.
Oh, yeah. You have a lot.
Yeah. Wait, now, you know what's so funny is that I didn't have to pee at all until you started telling me the story about how you had to pee. And then while you were telling me the story, I was like, oh my God, do I have to pee?
Do I have to pee right now? You need some Birkenstocks,
girl. I think I might need to pee. Do you mind if I go pee really quick?
Do it.
Because we ain't live.
I'll be here.
We ain't live. Guys, this is a pee break. I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to seem as if no time has passed to you. That's how pausing works. Boy, I was gone for such a short period of time. You could have left it running.
I don't want to lie.
Just entertained everyone. You could have just chit-chatted with all the people that I haven't heard this yet. I thank you for allowing me to do that.
Hey.
I hated to break the momentum because I thought we had some good stuff going on. But I guess I understand. I do feel like I did a little bit of debate just inside of classrooms, like
yeah.
when you were supposed to.
Yeah.
And God, heavens knows I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
But
oh, I was obsessed.
But I don't want to attack you in any kind.
No.
By the way, I'll lose because you're a debater. But I mean, like, this idea of, like, you were so saucy that, like, you just told me that you made someone cry. Yeah. I got to know more.
And I loved it.
What happened? How do you make someone cry?
Because they were never good. Well, also, like, I mean, my school took it very seriously. I took it way, I mean, so any school, like, has, most schools have a debate team. But then my school also, like, had this, like, crazy militant vibe about it. And then I had the ginger, half Asian militant vibe about it. So I was just always, like, way too prepared. And I think that, like, you know, people go and they're, like, excited. Like, all the, you know, debate, you know, competitions are on the college campuses. Like, they're excited. It's, like, half vacation, half, like, you know, extracurricular activity. You know, and it's supposed to be all in good fun. But, it like, I think some people just, like, didn't prepare, you know. You practice with your school, so you don't expect, like, other people to have, like, come from this other place.
And there's something, like, familiar and safe still about having the sort of, like, this is this face, this person that I know. Like, there's a safety to it. Well, it's different when you're suddenly.
Yeah, and on some places, the judges were, like, they would have to enlist parents to judge. So sometimes, like, if I made a kid cry, it was not in front of his parent as a judge, but his friend's mom.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he actually knew the judge.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, I mean, plus it's like, I mean, that's so mean to, like, keep going and someone just has to sit there.
What were some of the topics? Oh, my God. I really want to have a fake debate right now.
Oh,
can we, please?
Yeah.
We should, okay.
Well, what?
We need, like, a pro and con on something.
Pro and, well, you want, like, to make one up?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's have a quick pro and con on something. Now I'm very, now okay, I'm very
about,
wiggly. Now I'm like, I'm going to get my phone.
Tea.
Wait, what?
Do you know what ayahuasca tea is?
Uh-oh.
Okay, never mind. We won't worry.
Oh,
that's, I have a,
what is it?
I'm very opinionated about that. That tea that everyone's doing, they're going to Peru, they're drinking it.
So
it's very controversial.
That I don't even know. Let me tell you something. I stopped working at HuffPost Live and I stopped reading the news. I have, like, not gotten back because I had to know everything, every moment, all day. That's all I did. And so when I stopped working there, I was like, I think I'm going to take a break.
Yeah.
That break has lasted like a year.
No, I know what you mean. I did the same thing. I feel like
I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I have to, someone has to tell, people have to tell me. It is terrible. I'm not proud of it. Guys, I am not encouraging
you to be
disconnected from your world. It is very irresponsible and it doesn't make you seem very smart because you constantly have to be like, what are you guys talking about?
Well, I don't think people necessarily read about ayahuasca tea. They just go and trip out on it. It's like,
so is it like a hallucinogenic
tea. But the proponents of it are like, it's a medicine and I did it with a shaman and I hallucinated and then, you know, things are great. But you do it in circles with people. Like, you go to everyone goes to Peru and does it. You do it with a shaman who, by the way.
So it's kind of, I mean, it could be like taking mushrooms or something like that. Yeah.
But with ayahuasca tea, you know that you're going to be like crapping and throwing up and in a circle with people. But they're so, you know, they're in this like space where they're hallucinating that like no one minds that they're like vomiting all over the place. And they're like, oh, my body's purging itself. And I'm like, no, your body's saying this is a poison.
Correct.
Get this out of my body before I hallucinate.
Correct.
And then you have to listen to your stupid friends after they take it. And they're always like, I really, you know, learned something about myself. I was like, I did too. You're a freaking tool.
But I am interested in the idea of, now I'm just lying down. Boy, Ginger, I hope you're enjoying this one. This is
I'm lying extra, on top of Jen.
I am extra. Listen, a lot is going on right now. I had to pull a lie down. Yeah. I had to pull a lie down. I'm very like, what? I'm getting up to pee. Now I'm lying down on the
lie
foam
down.
Roller.
I would too, but I'm super comfy as is.
I have, listen, the second you lie down, I'm going to have to like roll the dog hair off of you. It's so gross. But I am interested not to just, I mean, now I'm really going to willing to dive into it, but this idea of altered states.
Yeah.
I am interested in, no, I can see. I am interested in that though.
I feel like I'm your therapist. The way that we're sitting.
Yeah. Now I'm like, lying down.
Talk to me about,
I got to talk to you about
being
this.
Being an only child.
Doctor, I got to talk to you about this.
Wait, I mean, have you done mushrooms? Any
yes.
of that stuff? I haven't done
any I did a lot of that stuff when I was young. These guys know I did a lot of, Joseph, I'm not talking to a bunch of stuffed animals. Someone wrote me one day. I was like, I feel like when you say these guys, you're not talking about the listeners.
Guys.
You're referring to like your crazy, like a bunch of stuffed animals on a couch somewhere. These guys know I'm crazy. But I did do that stuff. And it seems like that stuff has not, I mean, the tea I haven't read about, but I was reading, I've read a couple of articles recently where, you know, things do tend to kind of run in cycles. And so even if it's not the tea I'm reading about,
yeah, I feel like I just reread
something about people reintroducing ecstasy in psychoanalysis.
Oh, really?
And couples therapy.
That's too dangerous. Kills people too many talking.
Exactly. It's not and, worth and the so, benefit. And also, hallucinogens for cancer patients or for people who are in hospice or for people who are approaching death. And mushrooms. They mushrooms? Definitely read an article
Why?
About
Just to
mushrooms.
Give them a fun trip?
Quite
or
honestly.
Or to kind of distance them from reality?
This particular article that I read, that I cannot tell you where I read it.
She does read the news. She was lying.
Once in a while. It was
High Times.
It was about the only. Tell you what, I do read one magazine religiously. It was about mushrooms specifically, and it was about, if not cancer patients, then definitely people who are facing their own mortality in a very real way.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
There is this idea that with the right kind of guided hallucinogenic experience, people walk away saying, and I'm being super sincere right now, I am ready to die because I do feel like it is the opening of a door, or I feel that I understand, I have an understanding of the cycle of life and energy, or I'm comfortable, you know, embracing this, becoming then, a tree, or, you know, whatever experience
that's actually,
they have,
I think is
something.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I do get that. Yeah. Because, yeah, if the hallucinogen is already, hopefully if it's guided and you're like in some positive mental state, taking you to in basically in a dream state, and you're seeing things differently than you would with your normal brain. So then you can kind of process death differently than the normal brain would.
Which we maybe have such a hard time doing because we're so disconnected from, you know? I don't know. Nothing. So that part of it is sort of interesting to me.
I've always wanted to see my grandma on some hallucinogen.
Well,
I want her to
be
like,
get yourself to Peru.
You're a pink elephant.
I hope you like throwing up. You're going to have to get through to get through. So what would some of the topics in a debate be? Like if you're getting way up there, high up in the ranks.
Well, they're always the same. They give you ones for seasons, and you don't get to choose what side you're on every round. So you have to be prepared for both sides, and you kind of have to.
Did you have moments where you were like, I can't believe I have to argue like in favor of something that you absolutely
Of like or against gun control? You know what I mean? Yeah. And then like I knew someone who had to debate someone from Columbine, and they're like, "What am I?" You know, usually people don't bring in personal stories, but how do you debate someone from Columbine?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, like things like, yeah, but there's always a way, because it's a philosophical debate, there's like a technical way to like, you have to define the words according to certain dictionaries. And there's always a way to not actually be against gun control when you're on that side, but to say that the statement itself is flawed.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, it should be like a, like this, like it's almost like saying like a certain bill, you know, isn't good the way it is. Like, you know, you want to vote for it, but you can't because like there's some weird stipulation. Like it needs to be for everybody, not, you know.
That is, that's very technical.
Or that was like,
that doesn't feel like it has the same kind of passion behind it that like,
I know it sounds like very
a really strong sort of ethical point of view can present.
Yeah. But that's like the cop out. Like that's when you're like forced to do the side that you don't actually agree with.
Yeah. Which you would sometimes have to do.
Yeah.
Do you have any like crowning moments where you think like that was when I was really at my best? Where you're like every single debate I was at my best.
Everything.
Which is okay.
I don't know. No, I don't remember that. There were a lot of different events too. I didn't just debate. Like I did like spontaneous speaking. There were like spontaneous speaking events. They give you a topic. You just have to make up a speech in 4 minutes or something.
What would that topic be like?
Those were like, oh my God, they would be anything. Like you just grab a thing out of a hat. You pick three things out of a hat. And like it could be like, it could just be like, you know, Russia's bad economy. Or it could be, you know, oranges.
God, so it seems like it's almost like Jeopardy in the sense that you kind of have to know everything all the time.
You gotta
to be
to
able to
know how to,
something.
Just bullshit. Right. And oh, you know what? It was my granny. It was when like you knew that I had some friends who were really funny, and if we were at a school that we knew they just like sucked, you could kind of throw around and be really funny and have your friends come watch the debate and like still win, but be like totally ridiculous. So I had one where I was quoting like Austin Powers as my facts. Like I definitely like, I went far enough to like, know that, okay, I got this in. I, you know, like I obviously like will win this, but now I'm going to be ridiculous and to start speaking in an accent. And like immature, stupid, like I'm 14 and this is really funny to me.
Because at the end of the day, you are still you're 14 still years old. You get to like... So what else were you into besides... Okay, I like that. So it sounds like you were a pretty good kid in terms of you weren't doing drugs like I was, like a bad kid.
Oh, I know. I should have been doing meth. I could have gotten it for free.
What a waste.
I know.
Were you... And you played the flute and you were in debate.
That's so dorky.
Were you in theater too?
No, we didn't have a theater department because the theater person was like molesting kids or something.
Okay, well, that's a good reason not to. Okay, well, and then what were you into? Like, did you love going to the movies? Were there bands that you loved? Were you into music at all?
I loved like Lauryn Hill.
How did you dress?
How did I dress? I dressed like a 40-year-old accountant.
In your petite sophisticated.
Yeah. Like,
did you carry a briefcase?
I had a briefcase. Oh. I had a briefcase for speech and debate, not for school. But I will say, I used to get sick a lot, and I used to buy Sudafed when I needed, like, you know, if I was really tired, I was always like stuffed up and I would buy Sudafed. And I had one tournament where there was like this really like awkward intervention where they stopped the debate and like popped open my briefcase and like found my Sudafed. I really had no clue what was going on. And like someone had thought that I was like using Sudafed as a diet pill, which thanks for the tip. I didn't even know you could do that. I like knew it could be used to crush in with a little bit of bleach to make meth. And I was like, what? I was just trying to not be stuffy.
Oh my God.
Maybe I was addicted to Sudafed. Is that addictive? I guess.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, that's not... I mean, I didn't think that that's why I was taking it, but yeah.
It's so interesting. Well, maybe it is in the way that, like, eye drops or nose drops can be.
Yeah,
or
now
like
you're accustomed
mist,
to it.
Yeah, where your body starts going, well, now I can't do this on my own or whatever. Yeah.
So I was popping pills.
Oh, you really were.
Accidentally.
In your briefcase, outed. How awful.
I know. It was very, like, I didn't know that there was this whole discussion behind me. I was like, why is someone coming in here? And then, like, it was so, like, unprofessional. And it was, like, weird. And then, like, I had no response for it. Like, they're like, there it is. And I was like, yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
And then I didn't find out till later. They were like, they confiscated it. And then I think we finished we went back to what we were doing. I don't know.
I was
too busy being like, what?
Well, yeah, because if that's not something that ever had occurred to you, that's like the most out of left field thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. Now we know that they do. They probably were. I mean, I guess maybe the community there is more sensitive to stuff like that because of all the methamphetamines. I don't know.
I guess. I didn't even know that we had all that meth until I started reading the newspaper.
Well, that's, I mean, now we know. And now we know that you're number one, Modesto.
Yeah.
Heartiest congratulations.
They have it. Breaking
okay,
back.
So you love Lauryn Hill, although you dressed like a petite sophisticated.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
And did you like disappear into sort of like, do you have like TV shows that you loved or do you have like movies that you saw over and over again?
Well, I only owned 5 movies growing up.
That's why
I can never, like, people give me movie references that I should know in life and as an actor. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What were the 5 movies?
So we owned Sister Act.
Great.
Love it. We didn't own Sister Act 2 with Lauryn Hill. I wish we did. Mrs. Doubtfire. Love Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
Undersea Adventures, some video VHS that my parents got from scuba diving. Free VHS.
Okay.
Batman, the Tim Burton version.
Okay.
And Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Yeah. Quality.
Here's what I'm going to say about this. I feel like we could do a case study just in what those movies were and how what they have in common. I'm very interested in the idea that you basically have... Only, with the exception of scuba diving,
with the exception of Undersea Adventures,
only movies where people are in disguise. All of them.
Which is crazy because...
All of them.
That's like what I did when I first moved out here, was like I always played characters in disguise. Like trying to be like Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
We went deep. Yeah.
Deep undercover.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that fascinating?
Wait, they were. Yeah, they were. Yeah, even
they
Batman.
Really are.
Seriously?
Yes, I know.
Oh my gosh. And I mean, I loved these movies. I loved them.
It was either undercover or underwater.
Underwater, yeah. And even at that, isn't some that of those something? Fish, you know. They've
got, yeah, they've like got those lantern fish. Yeah, that like, they're disguised yeah. as a lantern with those the angler giant, fish. Yeah. scary jaws.
Oh my gosh.
Anglerfish,
so
thank
funny.
You. Isn't that funny? It makes you wonder, like, is that just what all the movies were about?
Were at that time? That or is that time? All my parents did, were like, is this is my escape. Like, yeah. I can buy this.
That's so interesting. And you watch them over and over?
Oh, yeah.
So great.
Oh, yeah. I know all those movies for sure. Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, my gosh. It's awful. Like, it was on TV recently, and I was like, oh, yeah.
I know. Like, every moment of this.
That's so weird. Oh,
I do love me some Sally Field.
Oh, she's great.
All due respect to Robin Williams. I enjoy him too.
Oh, he's
but
great. He's
lately
great.
I've just been thinking about how much
she's
I love
really
Sally
magical.
Field.
She's really magical. And she was like, in that movie, she's such a good age because you kind of always think of her as like so much older, but she's actually quite, she's like a young mom in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess she kind of is, huh?
Like when you see her, you're like, oh, her face has always looked like, she's always had the short haircut and stuff.
Yes,
she's got like
yes.
the politician's
Because like
haircut.
If you look at, you know, even Steel Magnolias and stuff, yeah. which I guess is around the same time.
Is that right?
She's, to me, she, yeah, she's kind of, and you know what I saw for the first time recently was Norma Rae, which I'd never
I hadn't
seen.
Norma Rae.
It's a classic. I mean, it was an Oscar. Certainly, it was a winner, right? Did she win for it? Did it win Best Picture?
Was that her speech?
You like me, you really like me.
Yeah,
I think that's
probably.
From Norma Rae. But she's good. She's so like, I don't know. She's kind of a bad girl.
Yeah,
yeah. It's worth seeing.
I want to see. As I would
she's
love
really
to see
terrific.
Her like that.
I got to get into this MASH game with you. I could talk to you forever.
MASH.
But
you have. Like, it's already written out.
Well, yes, this is a
like,
pad.
Like, you have a proper that, notepad yep. for MASH. Good, because I wouldn't remember how to make those.
This was not made by me.
this
and,
was from Yoke.
And, yeah. Oh, my gosh. What if that were true? Yeah, and they say the JGV Club. You've not seen that in the retail store?
No. Can you imagine?
These were
we
made
need to
for
get
me
you
by
personally made. Do you have stickers? You had to make JV Club
I don't.
Like,
I had some pins that someone made. I'm terrible at making merchandise for myself.
I'm going to make you something.
Oh, this is
gonna be cool.
Really exciting.
It'll be of my face. Oh, I forgot
Great.
My mug for you.
What mug?
I have a commemorative mug of myself. And this year I happened
Flexing?
To have,
this you yourself
year,
painted?
Yeah. This Maybe. Year I happened to use an awful, awkward adolescent photo on it of me playing the flute with my parakeet.
Oh yeah, you've
on
got
the end of it.
To send me at least a picture of that. Bare
you.
Minimum. Bare minimum. Okay. I'm going to start with perhaps an obvious choice. You can play one other instrument perfectly, like when you wake up. Yeah, someone made me that too.
Oh my God.
You wake up tomorrow, Matrix style. You've downloaded the ability to play another instrument that is not the flute. Give me three.
Oh, the trumpet. Sure. Love the trumpet.
Yeah, we got to get you down to Nolan's.
Yeah. Nolan's
trumpet.
The electric guitar, just because that's cool. And... just be really, really good at it. Probably the drums. It's just so badass. But I don't want to have to build up arm muscle.
Don't have to.
It doesn't need
as
it.
Of tomorrow,
yeah,
you can do it. Everything
arms,
stays
but
the same.
Really
but you're
good
just
at
amazing.
Drumming.
Yeah, you're all set. You're all set.
Well, as long as the rules are bad.
All set. Okay, number two category is going to be, I'm going super tradish.
Three cars that you drive.
Three
cars.
Dream cars.
Dream cars? I have a black Prius, and that is my dream car, so I'm going to keep that on
there.
Add
it in.
Can I have, like, a car that flies?
Sure.
Made-up cars, yeah. Like a green car that flies.
Green flying car.
And then, like, a maybe, like, a micro machine. And
like
then I
tiny,
can shrink
tiny.
Myself down. And
ooh, listen, this is going to be a great MASH game. These are the kind of answers I'm going to get. Boy, I'm going to have to think outside of the box.
But my voice
this
remains low while I'm...
You're not this tiny little person in the micro machine.
With a normal voice, great.
Think of all the things you could see.
If I'm able to read micro machine at the end of this and remember what I wrote, I'm a real winner.
I'm like, everyone remembers micro machine.
Oh,
I'm
I
a
definitely
million.
Do. Now I want a micro machine.
Yeah.
Anything small. I like a lot of things. Okay. Oh, this is good. Okay. So next category is going to be you can jump into a movie.
Uh-huh.
Three movies that you would love to just be able to like jump into
jump
and
into?
Live in.
Oh, I feel like Eternal Sunshine.
Love it.
jump into and just be in. Oh, I feel like I couldn't think of better things. Moulin Rouge is in my head. Moulin Rouge, for sure.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm obsessed and I repeat this all the time. I just wish I could play Gollum. So if I could jump into Lord of the Rings and be Gollum. I don't know why that bitch Andy Serkis took that job from me.
Gollum.
I look more like Gollum than he ever did.
Oh my God. As says the most stunning girl ever. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. Okay. Let's do three. God, this is, you're just, I love these answers. Three. Okay. I'm going to see where you go with this because I'm curious. you own another business. You don't have to do anything to maintain it, really. It's just like, you know, you just own another business. It could be like a restaurant, could be a shop, could be a service, could be airplanes. I don't know. But you like own another business. Maybe it's a clothing, whatever. Yeah. Three that, you know, don't think about like the stressful side of it, but like what would be fun? Like, have you been to Ginger's flower shop? She has the most beautiful, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
And it can be like imaginary.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to own like a business where I rent out clouds where people can ride them.
Cloud riding.
And they can be like colorful or whatever. And let me think of like a real one too. Business. Clothes are good because then I guess you'd get everything for free. No, I would like to own like a chill, like Silver Lakey, like restaurant bar, so that like
great,
you know, all of our friends can
love
go.
It.
And another business, maybe like adoptable dogs / like they're all wearing little outfits, like it makes them great. Like custom outfits for their personalities.
Outfit dogs,
yeah, outfitted adoptable dogs.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. I'm going to
get that domain name.
Oh, outfitdogs.com. Oh my God. There's no way that's
how
not
how can he not
taken?
Adopt a dog when he's already like got a custom outfit for
oh,
himself?
Oh, this is rich. This is just rich. Okay. Three real places that you can blink of an eye, be on vacation there.
Barcelona. Love it. Barcelona. Just be there suddenly. I've never been to Costa Rica. So
great. Throw it in there. Down.
And Italy.
Great. I like Italy. Great. Venice. Have you been to the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like it?
I it's very third world. But it's interesting. I went when I was 12 and I went 2 years ago for...
Still have family there?
Yeah, my dad has 8 brothers and sisters. Ooh. So like half of them are there and half of them are here. And I was in my cousin's wedding. And then at the wedding ceremony, they told me that I was also the MC.
Oh, congratulations.
Which I did.
Impromptu speech.
Yeah.
Impromptu speech.
I was like, what?
Son of a gun. Okay. Three. I got to go with this tradition. All due respect to your boyfriend. It could be three guys that you would have answered from high school famous or three people now if you feel that no one would be offended. But three like crushes.
Could oh my God. Like
a husband could be fake husband or boyfriend or lover or whatever.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Great.
I love Leo. Who else? Bill Clinton.
Is anyone in our world, by the way, does anyone go by the full name Leonardo except for Leonardo DiCaprio?
I know. It's very like, yeah. Like
I've never thought about that, but I just wrote down only Leonardo. Leonardo when I looked at it on its own, I was
very
like.
Very weird.
So
a Ninja
just
Turtle. Maybe.
Ninja Turtle. Okay, great. Got it. Bill Clinton. Great.
Clinton. And I used to love Jack White, but he's like super weird to me now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who's just like a hot dude? let's just go blanket hot. I don't know. Give me one. Who's hot?
I don't know. I'm interested in what you're into someone because two people are fairly different from one another.
Yeah, I definitely need someone in a band.
Musician in a band.
You know what? This is weird, and my friend's in that band, but I'm so attracted to him not now that he won a Golden Globe, but I just loved his outfit. Alex from, this is weird because I know his friends, but Edward Sharpe.
Okay.
He's so handsome.
Yes, sure.
High
sure,
story.
Why not? Why not? Let's do second to last category. Do you like Disneyland?
Yes, I just got to go on ABC with a guide.
Oh, that's oh
like,
yes.
Pass all the little kids. Like,
that's
sorry,
the way to do
you're
it.
Stupid.
That's the way to do it.
I did feel bad, but then I also went with a friend who it plays Falafel Phil on Disney's show's Kickin' It, a racist Persian character, and like they all recognized him and took pictures with him. So yeah. Then I didn't feel bad. But yeah,
no, but like.
A guide? Are you kidding me?
I know. It's pretty great, you guys. We'll talk about that more offline. But but here's the thing. Three Disneyland rides that come real for some
oh,
way.
Oh, my God. Well, Pirates, because right. It's like, you know, Baton right. Rouge or whatever. Small World. All the old ones. I mean, that is like some magical, weird, colorful stuff. That's like an LSD trip. I like the Peter Pan ride.
Couldn't agree.
Yeah.
I kind of have now.
I would say my Haunted House, fantasy. But I don't know.
My new fantasy is, I agree with that also, yeah. But my new fantasy is to have a bedroom that basically is like an elevated bed, hammocky thing that has all of the, like, that's so dark that when you turn it off, like, the lights off, it really is like,
it's like
all the stars, like, that- when you're in the ship. The stars, but then I also want the town.
That's so funny.
I want London underneath me, but then I want the stars from the second room.
Of Pirates.
Yeah. Of, no, oh, no. Of Peter Pan.
Oh, of Peter Pan.
Just
oh,
like all the star, like the multidimensional magical. Stars.
Every time I go on one of those rides, I always say, I just want people to not be here and I want to be able to take a nap.
I know.
So I feel like I so totally comforting. Can relate to that.
Great choices.
Like there's a little shack in Pirates. I'm like, I want to take a nap.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
With a little.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
That animatron.
So, that weird robot. Well, you love robots. We know that. You know who reminds me of a robot? Ryan Seacrest. Three snacks. That you can have at the snap of a finger.
Veganaise and quinoa mixed together.
Oh, veganaise and quinoa ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, I eat that every day. Any kind of junior mints. I know, so
yeah, really
boring.
Good,
junior mints and what are the snacks? Probably another candy. You know what? Like really bougie vegan bacon that's like super salty, but like not like the Morningstar.
Yeah.
Oh, I want it right now.
Bougie vegan.
You guys feel me? Everyone feels me on that one.
Straight up amazing mash game. All right, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Oh my God, that was so fast. One, two, three. One, two,
oh, you
three.
Were doing a full.
No, it's good. Oh. One, two, three. Be very fast. One, two, three. I'm not even pausing it for this. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. This is going
to
get
I want
old.
This to be real. Like, I'm suddenly having this, like, no.
I know. It's not real. No, it will be real.
It will be if I take some ayahuasca tea.
That's right. This will all come true. Just take this slip of paper with you, like a prescription. It's like a doctor's prescription. One, two, three. You are going to one, two, three. I've never done. I don't know how long it's been since I've possibly never done this, where I've just made everyone listen to me do the countdown. One, two. Because it doesn't require too much thought. The one, two, three. If it's an eight. I get real confused.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's
one, two, three. Great. One, two, three. Oh, I'm very glad about that outcome. One, two, three. Great. One, two.
I forgot
three.
How great MASH is.
And never forget. One, never two, forget. Three. Okay. Great. So the first thing that I want to acknowledge is that I'm very pleased indeed that we have found a way to make the ride Peter Pan come to life, because we both benefit from that.
Yes,
so as a narcissist, I really appreciate that I can come. It's great. I also want to say that I'm sure you've made a lot of people very happy with your adopted dog that already has its custom-made outfit ready for it. Very well done on that count as well. I want to congratulate you on your second home in Italy.
Oh, nice.
It's a house.
Oh, nice.
It is not a mansion, apartment, or shack.
That's
but it's certainly a house.
That's fine.
And I want to congratulate. Oh, also very excited that you can shrink down and drive your little micro machine all
so
over the place.
So now my house is a mansion. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well done. And you can also jump into the Lord of the Rings.
Oh my gosh, that's
be
great.
Be a little Gollum, my mm-hmm. precious.
Disappear.
You know what I'd like to see is Gollum playing the trumpet. So you
what
need to
that,
make
what
that
if that's like what
us.
Really showed Gollum's soft side?
Oh,
you know, like he just needed
he skulks off, he loses the ring, and then he skulks off into a dark cave.
Yeah, someone finally gave him like the opportunity.
Soulfully
lessons.
The trumpet. It's really easy to picture.
Yeah.
Soulfully plays a trumpet.
Yeah.
Longing, haunting trumpet.
And he kind of puts it down like, yeah.
Oh my God. Amazing. And then I think that just leaves us with the fact that you can snack on some delicious bougie vegan bacon whenever you want.
Very exciting.
With your new husband, Edward Sharp.
Edward Sharp. Oh my God, that's embarrassing. It's too close to home.
I know.
I'm like, uh-oh. Oh, sweet.
You heard it here first. Oh, yikes. That was it, my dear.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Wonderful, fun dream. Time. Thank you so much for doing the
I'm
podcast.
I'm going to make you so much specific JV Club.
With your face on it. With your face on it, I insist.
Yes.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Mixology just started up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Super funny. You're amazing.
Thank you.
And you're on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, Ginger the Jester.
Jokes. A lot of jokes. Mm-hmm. Very funny. And anything else that you want to tell the nice folks about?
You can download a movie called Someone Marry Barry with Tyler Labine, Thomas Middleditch, Ed Helms, and Damon Wayans Jr.
Love
it. It's a funny movie. And what else? And I mean, I only did the first episode, but my friends do the... legit on FXX, and it's such a great show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Check it out, guys. And special shout out to Abby Robertson for the hookup. I'm so excited.
One of the first people I ever knew here. Oh, I mean, she was like not even like an adult. She moved here when she's very young. How she like.
Well, she's my manager now, but I know her from when I was with Kara, when she was Kara's assistant. So I've known
Isn't
her
that
for
crazy?
Like almost the entire
yeah,
time.
Yeah, like when she
here.
Was like. Like, yeah. Like, can you even get into this comedy club? You're like underage.
She's a badass. Abby, very you're a cool. badass. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being a badass.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for not making me cry during our debate that we didn't have.
No, girl. I know. Sorry, girl.
You're so good. Okay, guys. So, talk to you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
As always, the JV Club theme song is Back Before We Were Brittle by the amazing Say Hi.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.